Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hands. Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say, come on and lift your voice and say,
good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture read, 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope that everyone is doing fine tonight. And tonight we're going to talk about listening. Listening. The word listen means, let me go to the Webster Dictionary, and it says, to tune in and monitor a broadcast, to listen to a conversation without participating in it. Listen, to give heed, follow advice. So the most important thing is to listen to a conversation without participating in it. Our scripture, well, the title of our message tonight, first, is learning how to be quiet when others are speaking. And the scripture that goes with that, it says, rather, my brethren, beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version, a clear way of reading that and understanding it clearer. That's James 1:19. Understand this, my beloved brethren, Let every man be quick to hear, that's a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry. That's coming from the Amplified Version. And one of the biggest lessons to learn in life is to know when you need to be quiet and when you need to speak up. For instance, if someone over you, an authority, is trying to tell you something, that's the time for you to be quiet and listen to what the authority is attempting to tell you. In order to really hear what he or she is trying to communicate to you, you have to stop talking. Listening and talking at the same time almost always guarantee that you are going to miss something very important. So let's read that again. Listening and talking at the same time. Now, when the conversation is going on and you are talking and someone else is talking, it says it's guaranteed that you're going to miss something important because the two of you are not listening and hearing each other, the important facts or details that the two of you are talking about. So just remember, only one person should be talking at one time. And James 1:19 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. The word swift in the verse in the Greek language, which is pronounced takis, it can be used to despite a runner who runs as fast as he can to reach the finish line before his competitor. Because this runner wants to be the win the race, he puts everything else out of his mind, focus on the finish line, and then presses toward to obtain the first place prize. Here's another way that James describes this particular verse. Rather, beloved brethren, set your focus on becoming a good listener and do it with all your might as if you are in the competition to win the race of being the best listener. James is telling us that we should desire to win first place when it comes to listening, because the word in Greek, which is takis, describes a runner that is totally focused on reaching the finish line. James let us know that it takes effort to slow down our mind down so we can hear what the other person is trying to communicate to us. I'm referring to the moment when we literally quiet our minds and shut our mouth in order to listen to and digest what someone else is trying to tell us. This is a challenge for any of us who have busy minds and a lot of detail in our lives to think about. Take me, for example. Yes, sometimes I do a lot of talking, but I do pause. It's always important to pause and see if the other person has anything to say. But while you're speaking, someone should listen, and while the other person is speaking, then you should be listening. Because it is important what the person is communicating, that you don't miss something important. Let me give an example of a pastor, a church pastor. He oversees the ministry. He also oversees television program, and also he takes trips all over the world. He constantly is writing books. He's a husband and a father, but guess what? He rarely have a moment when he don't have something important matters pressing heavily on his mind. But he's made a decision this year. If a person believes that he is something important to say, he should at least give that person the courtesy of listening. So be a good listener. Through the years, as we train ourselves how to become good listener, it is important that we really hear points being made by other people. We often stop and repeat the conversation. We should repeat the conversation to the person speaking. Questions such as, is this what you're really trying to tell me? Is this the point you are making to me today? Is this what you want me to get from this conversation? Is this what you want me to do after we have done talking? Is this how I need to respond? Is there anything else I need to know about this? These can be some of the questions that you may have. But if you're not a good listener, you will not hear none of the answers to any of these questions because you're constantly talking. If you miss anything important in the conversation, misunderstood what the person was attempting to tell you, discover it by asking them some of these questions. The person speaking to you assures you that he had have had to complete, you've given him the complete and total attention. So when the conversation with that person is finished, you should understand exactly what that person is saying, because you have become a good listener. Those who develop the skills of listening, you can be the first place winner, and it becomes listening to others. Remember, listening is the first step of communicating. And communication, it becomes successful because, just like if you're in a classroom, are you at church listening to your pastor giving a sermon, or someone is telling you a story? If you are talking and not listening, then you're going to miss what the pastor is saying to you. You're going to be missing what is being told in the classroom. You're going to miss a lot of important things. So it's good to be a good listener. Also, it's important to be a good listener when God is trying to talk to you. Now, sometimes we miss things that God tells us, want to tell us, and for us to do, because we are not focusing on him and not hearing him. So he wants us to be a good listener when he's trying to give us guidance and also give us ways to have wisdom in making decisions and different things that he helps us do during the day. So, yes, be a good listener, because sometimes you can miss what God has for you. And out of all the things I mentioned, it's so important for us to be able to focus and listen when God is speaking.
But sometimes we don't want to hear what God has to say sometimes because it's not what we want to hear. But it's also to be a good listener. If you realize that you need to become a better listener, I urge you to make the decision to activate and develop this discipline in your life. You can be a first place runner when you become a listener, especially to others. And when someone is upset and sad about something or disturbed, the best thing for you to do is to listen, for us to listen. Just sit there and listen to that person. Let them pour their hearts out because it makes them feel better. And we are being a good listener and cluing into whatever they might be going through, and then what God is instilling in our hearts and minds to tell that person once that person pour their hearts out, cry, whatever they do. God will give you the words to say. So while you're being a good listener, God is also putting words in your mouth, so when that person needs for you to say something. So be a good listener. So make it a top priority to become a superb listener. Learn how to digest information other people are trying desperately to communicate to you. Here are some of the questions. I always try to leave you during the week with questions. And here are three right here. Have you ever tried to talk to someone who you knew wasn't really listening to you? How that makes you feel when you're not a good listener also? How did it make you feel? Did you think that person really cared about what you were saying to them or her, him or her? Are you a good listener? Are you able to remember what others have told you? If your answer is no, what are you going to do to develop, become a better, and to become and develop a better listening skill? Can you think of someone at work, at church, or in your family who constantly makes mistakes because he or she doesn't clearly listen to the instruction that is given to him? What kind of inconvenience does this create for everyone? Most of the time you have to repeat what you say because that person wasn't listening. They were either not focusing on you or they were doing the talking. So become a good listener. And the most important thing is listening when God is trying to tell you something. You don't want to miss anything that God has to tell you. So it is so important that we focus. It says the titles of this discussion is Listening, How to Be Quiet When Others Are Speaking. And what did James say once again? Wherefore, my beloved brethren, set your focus on becoming a good listener and do it with all your might, as if you are in a competition to win the race of being the best listener. My little grandson, who's almost 1 year old, he's going to be 11 months, not this week, but next week. And he's a good listener because when you're talking to him, he stops and looks at you in your face, and he's focused on, I'm not sure if you understand what you're saying, but he stops and look at you and listen to what you're saying. I hope he continues that, to keep that habit, because that's a good habit. So I'm hoping that he will be a good listener and being obedient, but he's getting to be a little handful. Now he knows how to crawl. Now he knows how to stand up, and he's just having a ball, knowing how to use those parts of his body. It's just amazing to see him now, and he loves it. He's always smiling because he knows that he can do something different. So he is a good listener. And what else? Let me see what time it is. We have about 10 more minutes. Well, I'd like to, before we pray on the subject matter, I would like to make, once again, announce that our 10th anniversary is coming up real soon. I can't believe that it's less than, it's tomorrow will be 2.5 weeks, and it's going to be here. But we are excited about it. We almost finished our program, getting our program together. I think we're going to have it all together within the next week. And I think if you're going to be a part of it, you'll really enjoy it. We've got a great speaker. We have different things going to be going on during the program. We're going to have a great breakfast while we're having our program. There's so many different things. I just hope that you will be a part of it. And it is September the 21st from 9 to 12 a.m. It's a Saturday morning. And our colors are purple and silver. So please be in one of those colors. I mean, both colors, of course. If you don't have something black and silver, you can wear black with some sort of purple accessories to blend in with our colors. It will be at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, where our pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr., is our senior pastor, resides. So I just hope that you can help us celebrate this wonderful occasion, and I just can't believe that it's 10 years already. But God is good, and he is truly has been blessing this ministry. Well, let us pray, and we want to ask God to help us to become a good listener. First, I would like to for us to confess and also to pray about it. Lord, I confess that I am quite quick to hear what others are trying to tell me, that I don't interrupt when they are speaking, that I am going to be a first-class runner when it comes to listening to others, because God's Spirit is helping us in doing to become a better listener in this area in our life. As a result, we're going to become an effective team player, and others are working with us as well. Lord, it is true that we need to learn how to be a better listener. Forgive us for the time that we have inconvenienced others and messed up their plan because we didn't carefully listen to the instructions that everyone else obviously understood. We recognize that this is a flaw in our life. Starting tonight, we want to be disciplined ourselves to listen so we can hear you. We don't want to miss anything that is important. Become a top-notch listener for us to be a good listener. We know that we have to break the habit of thinking about other things when people are trying to talk to us. So I'm turning to you to help us silence our minds, listen to others, digest what they are saying, and become a better team player and becoming a better and a superb listener. We thank you. We thank you for this week that we have we're entering into this week. We ask you to continue to be with us in every way. Walk beside us and guide us. Keep your angels around us. In spite of what we might be going through, we just ask you to touch us in a mighty way. Touch our bodies because we are weak. Whatever ailment that we are dealing with, we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to come in and heal our body. Make it whole again. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love you, we adore you, and we thank you to help us to become better listeners. This week, help us to be mindful of others. And we just thank you in advance for your goodness and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this ends our program. And I just said, go forth and become a good listener. Especially, don't miss what God has been trying to tell you. Never want to miss anything that he's been trying to tell you. So make sure this week that you practice how to be a good listener. Be blessed. Tune in again next week, every Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. And I hope that you will have a blessed week and talk to you again next week. Good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.